Well, as we are watching them today, they have a couple of different crews doing a couple of different things. We have waterline mains going in. You can see the big pipeline on the float. They're going to get that all fused together. It comes in many pieces, and then they have to they have a fusing machine set up, and they actually fuse all the piping together. So it's custom for this float. They'll get that done and installed, and then all the electrical pedestals that are laying down on the float now in position to be mounted. We have a separate team doing that, and they're working together so that they don't get in each other's way. So the electrical guys are poised, ready to mount the pedestals after the water line gets laid in, and then they'll move to the next float and do the same thing. So there's definite progress going on. The pile driving is ongoing throughout the whole project. We have the main floats in place, and the Western Dock and Bridge is driving those piles down to grade, and you know that they're finished with a pile when you see the white cap, okay. The little bird cap on the top of those piles. Mean those are the ones that are done, and we'll pay them for those.
There's still much more float to go in, finger floats and everything? Or?
We have the 75 footers are actually on the island. The 65s are in, or the 60 foot floats are in route, and those are to be the first ones that then are assembled and put in place on the north side of the northern float, and then they will continue on as those get built and shipped up. They will be put in.
The ramp is noticeable because it's in a different spot than the old one was.
The new design put the ramp just south of the building rather than north of the building in order to make better use of the basin. We were really crowding the face of Trident's dock and had a number of issues with the tenders just not having enough room. So we decided to relocate that to the south side of the building to give everybody a little bit more breathing space.
And you like what's the finished product there of the ramp? And
really nice. Boy, the ramps I grew up with, the old ramps were, 55 feet. Then we thought we were living big when we got those 65 footers, and now these are 85 feet. Both the Middle Harbor and the North Harbor are ADA compliant and really, really a nice feature.
There's also a couple other big harbor projects in the works. The drive down dock, what's the update on that one?
Last week, the engineer, PND Engineering, and Tamiko, the contractor, and then the owner, the borough, sat down and hammered out some of the schedule and some of the other topics that needed to cover in order for them to start that project next week. So we think we'll see some activity out there the first part of February. They'll have to do some demo on the old Alaska Fuel Service dock before actually going in and starting to fill. We need an acre and a half, or acre and a third is what Rock and Road will build for us before the assembly and the drive down. But things have been put in place and are on order, and we've cut the first check to Tamiko to get some of their work done. So it's pretty exciting.
That old fuel dock is going to come completely out, or just part of it? Or?
The entire thing will be completely demoed, and we'll build right over the top of that area.
All right, and the fill area is going to be out extended off the existing back of the cold storage there.
Yeah, the footprint will just go about, it'll double in size, and it'll just continue on out straight towards the narrows. So you'll see just about the double the size of the fill before you'll see a dock, and then the float will be pretty much parallel with Sea Float and Petro. So it'll kind of, everything will be very streamlined along the waterfront here in Petersburg.
Is that going to impact people who are long-term parking in that area?
That's probably going to be the biggest inconvenience for our fleet. That project itself isn't really have a high impact other than there will be activity at that end of the world. But the long-term parking, we're going to have to, pretty much do away with that for this season. But after we get everything settled, then we'll have a whole new plan and design and hopefully a whole lot of more area and be able to get back to using that for some of the long-term parking needs.
And the other project, crane dock widening, that one also has some news on it.
On the 23rd, we actually advertised that project. And so, I have contractors trickling in now getting the documents, and we will close that and close the advertisement, open the bid on February 26th. So we have about a month of it being out there, seeing what kind of people would be interested in that project, and hopefully we'll get some real good bids and continue on and get that project done by next January. So talk about a construction period for Petersburg. It's it's about 18 months and about $23 million that's of upgrades that we're seeing here. So really, really a nice nice moment in our history here.